books. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our book pick segment. You know, over the last couple of weeks, a couple of people have reached out and said, oh, what's happened to book picks? And, well, all kinds of things from a fun drive to past presidents passing away and just the world at large. For one reason or another, things got moved around. And so it's been a little while since we have gotten our book pick segment, but we're not doing anything with it. My God knows. We'll never do anything with this segment. I love this segment. It's one of my favorites. So we're never going to do that. We are going to have a wonderful segment today, and then we have it fully scheduled for the rest of the year. So, you know, we just hope the world doesn't intervene. We welcome. If you were unfamiliar with the segment, every Tuesday we welcome an independent bookseller or two from the region to get our weekly book picks from. This week, we welcome a brand new store to the ranks. This is exciting. Rough Draft Bar and Books in Kingston, New York. They will offer our selections for the week. Drew Broussard is the manager of that establishment, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you? It's nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you back. Thank you very much for being with us. You were with us under another bookstore. You are now we're very happy you're at Rough Draft Bar and Books. How long has that place been open?
Rough Draft has been open for about 7.5 years now. It's in the Stockade District in Uptown Kingston. It is open 8 to 8 every day for coffee, beer, bread, and books. All the things a body needs.
So we're going to talk about the books part.
Yes. Yes, I'm happy to talk about the drinks part. Over drinks at Rough Draft. Anybody can come and find me, and we can do that there.
All right. Well, that's a fair deal. So let us begin and talk to Drew about the books you picked for the week. Where would you like to begin?
Well, there's a book that's out today that I think is one of those books that is going to go down in history, not unlike Ta-Nehisi Coates' Between the World and Me, James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time. It is Omar Ellicott's One Day Everyone Will Have Always Been Against This. It's also one of the rare successful tweet-to-book stories. Omar had tweeted something like that. It was within the first 3 weeks or so after the October 7th attack and then the ensuing response from Israel against the Palestinians. Watching the genocide begin to unfold, he started tweeting about seeing the ways in which the West is willing to ignore the suffering of other human beings, whether that is inside their own countries or around the rest of the world. And he's turned it into this sort of half polemic, half memoir. He's a fantastic fiction writer. He wrote a book called American War that came out in, I think, 2017, that the BBC called one of the 100 books you need to understand the modern era. This is so powerful. It is not an easy read by any means, but it is looking at the ways in which the story that we are all told about Western democracy and the ways in which that can uplift societies has not really ever been true, but it certainly hasn't been true for the last, say, 24 years or so. It super resonated with me. I turned 14 10 days after 9/11, or 10 days before 9/11, and that sense that the story I was taught is maybe not the one I'm seeing play out around me.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff. It's not an easy read, but in the same way of that Ta-Nehisi book, it's like, oh, this captures a moment really spectacularly.
Yeah. So the name of the book, the author is
Omar Ellicott.
One Day Everyone Will Have Always Been Against This. That is the name of the book. All right, next.
So March is National Small Press Month, which I didn't know. Sometimes I feel like people will just decide, ah, this month's going to be national, whatever.
Yeah, but somebody has to do that.
Yeah, right? I wanted to highlight a couple of small presses, including a local one, which I will start with. In Kingston, there is a poet couple duo, Sarah Jean Grimm and Eric Amling, who run a press called After Hours Editions. And their most recent poetry collection is called Mirrors for Princes by Sam Riviere. Sam is a British poet who's been published a bunch of times by Faber Books. He has a novel out called Dead Souls that I loved. It's not the Gogol book, but it does have connections to it. His poetry is really playful and tricky and interesting. It fires me up. I know poetry is very much a taste-driven kind of genre. But I love the fact that it is from a press that is run out of Kingston, a press that is run just a couple minutes away from the store. It's really
That's terrific to
have it.
Yes. And the name of the book is Mirrors for Princes by Sam Riviere.
Yes.
Excellent.
Next up, Blue in Green by Wesley Brown. Are you, Joe, are you a jazz fan?
Yeah.
There's a story that Miles Davis, right after Kind of Blue came out, played a show at Birdland, went outside to take a smoke break between sets, and got beat up by a couple of NYPD officers. Wesley Brown, better known as a playwright, wrote this little novella following basically the 24 hours after that, in Miles' head, in his then-wife's head. It is this spectacular look at jazz, at being black in America. It's fun, it's interesting, it is out from Blank Forms, which is a very tiny music press. I've been pushing it into people's hands. My cafe manager counterpart, Josh Rosenmeier, loves it. I couldn't not talk about it. It's so interesting.
Do you play the music while you're pushing the book?
I recommend it, honestly. Yeah, it doesn't always work, but Miles is still cool, you know?
Cue Miles. You got one on the hook. The name of the book, Blue and Green by Wesley Brown. All right, next up.
Another one to end out this little small press trilogy is called Any Other City by Hazel Jane Plant from Arsenal Pulp Press. I was introduced to Hazel's work when I stopped by Atticus Bookstore in New Haven a couple years ago and picked up A Blind Date with a book, one of those that's wrapped in brown paper. Her first book, Little Blue Encyclopedia, blew me away. I've really been looking forward to this. It is a fictional memoir of a rock star at two moments in this rock star's life, quote unquote, co-written with Hazel. It is fiction, but it's blurring all kinds of cool lines about what is true, what is not, how do we tell stories, and how do we tell stories through music that just, man, it just lit me up. I have not stopped thinking about this book since I read it, finished it probably 2 weeks ago.
Any Other City is the name of the book by Hazel Jane Plant. All right.
So the next quartet of books that I want to talk about, I also have an ulterior motive, which is that Rough Draft is launching a reading series in March, a monthly reading series. We're going to do usually Monday or a Tuesday night. Four authors come in, some locals, some touring, some emerging, some established. Each of them gets to read for 10 or 15 minutes. There'll be giveaways, there'll be drinks, it'll be, hopefully, a party. And I'm so thrilled with this lineup because it is friends and people who I admire. The first book I will mention is The Poorly Made and Other Things by Sam Rebeline. I think I've, strangely enough, talked about Sam's work on this show before when I was with
All
Golden
right.
Notebook.
Yep.
He lives and writes in Poughkeepsie, writes horror stories that are set in the Hudson Valley about a strange little town called Edenville. This collection is, it has good scares, but it is also a great book about grief and depression and how to get through the world together, facing the, as the kids like to say, the horrors. So I love this collection. I'm so excited to hear Sam read from it.
And Sam's last name is Rebellion?
Rebeline. I also said Rebellion the first time.
Like the makeup. No, that's not it either. The Poorly Made and Other Things by Sam Rebeline. It's Rebeline. All right.
Next up from this bunch, Cynthia Weiner, who is another Hudson Valley resident. She has a book out called A Gorgeous Excitement that is loosely based in truth, in reality, in some of her life. But it is about the Preppy killings in New York City.
Robert
sort of
Chambers.
Yes. coming up in that time and what the scene was like, what it was like to live in New York at that time with this sort of threat looming over everyone's head. It's a spectacular read. It has been one of the best sellers for the store so far this January. I cannot wait to hear her read from it.
It is a gorgeous excitement by Cynthia
Weiner.
Excellent.
Next up from this batch, Nothing Serious, a debut novel from Emily J. Smith. This I devoured in like a single sitting. It is a great book about dating apps, about modern relationships. It has a little bit of a thriller energy to it, a little bit of a rom-com energy to it, about a woman who finally decides she's going to confess to her best friend that she's in love with him, only for him to be like, I've started dating this other woman. And then the other woman ends up dead. And our main character starts to sort of be like, I don't want to believe that this guy could have killed her, but I'm a little bit worried that he did.
Yeah.
Hijinks ensue.
Okay. And happy ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing Serious is the name of that book. It's by Emily J. Smith and part of this reading series that we're talking about. And fascinating stuff. Okay.
The fourth and final reader at that reading series will be Christina Cook, whose novel Brautopsy is now out in paperback.
Brautopsy.
It is a great look at being queer in Jamaica in the 90s. There's a lot of history that goes into the book. There's a lot of world building, quote unquote, which is a phrase that often gets used for like fantasy and science fiction. But it can be helpful to remember that Jamaica in the 90s did not really look like the United States in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's such a great book. Christina is a fabulous reader. She read me the first maybe 10 pages of it 3 or 4 years ago, and it just knocked me over. I cannot wait to hear her read from it again.
It is Brautopsy by Christina Cook. Now, how does the reading series play out over, so when do people see those various events?
So we will be posting everything on our Instagram and in our newsletter and stuff. This first one will be March 11th at 6 p.m. The idea is that folks will roll up after work. Each author will have about 10, 15 minutes to read.
Okay, so all four will be part of that first event.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we'll do it monthly. Hopefully, people will like it.
Yeah, well, that's I hope indeed people like it. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, for goodness sakes. Sam Rebeline, Cynthia Weiner, Christina Cook, and Emily Smith all reading from their work on March 11th.
Yes, and the series is called Night School. Since Rough Draft is in the former Kingston Academy building, we were trying to come up with something fun. Our staff really loves puns. Our drinks of the month are always literary puns. And it's not quite a pun, but it felt, I don't know,
it felt right. Yeah.
It felt right.
Yeah, that's good. Night School, and all that takes place March 11th. I'll give the website out. It's roughdraftny.com, but I'll give that out at the end of the segment as well. Okay, then we have time for a few more books.
Let's do it. I read a classic, almost lost story by Charles Brockden Brown when I was in college called The Memoirs of Carwin the Biloquist. I knew nothing about this. I read it. I loved it. I kind of forgot about it. I picked up this novel, Vantage Point, by Sarah Sligar. Came out in early January of this year. It is rich people behaving badly, siblings who are maybe cursed in some way. I started reading it and being like, wow, I really like this. It's very energizing, a great thriller. I got to the end and started reading the acknowledgments, only to discover that Sligar was like, thank you to whatever professor it was that put this Charles Brockden Brown book into her life when she was in college. It was so fun to see this obscure, great piece of American historical literature get cited and sort of turned, not quite adapted, but used as a jumping off point for a great modern thriller about losing your mind, technology, identity in the modern era.
So we really have two books
to be fair.
Vantage Point is by Sarah Sligar, and then Memoirs of Carwin the Bellaquist, which I assume is still available.
It is. You can certainly find it online, and I believe Penguin Classics is still pumping it out. I'm trying to find my copy of it because I kind of want to go back and reread it.
Yeah, do that. Excellent. All right. And then?
So I love a good cookbook. I think everybody loves a good cookbook.
Sure.
But how often do you do anything more than read one or two recipes and then you sort of leave it? This cookbook, Hot Sheet, by Sine Lemoine and Olga Massov, has revolutionized how I cook. It is all sheet pan recipes, which seems pretty easy. You just throw a bunch of stuff in a pan, you throw it in the oven. How hard could it be? The number of things that I have taken from this that are now in my regular repertoire, things I've learned from it that I use in other places in the kitchen, every recipe is a home run out of the park. Sine is also a great novelist. It's one of those magical cookbooks that has truly changed my life.
Now, so the idea is you take out mostly a cookie sheet, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then what you it's right, Drew. It's all about what you put on the cookie sheet.
It's all about what you put on the sheet.
And that is an interesting. Now I've heard of this, and I guess I've even done some of this at some point, but maybe not thought of it in the way that I was, doing sheet pan cooking. But this is interesting because everybody's got a cookie sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you just go to town.
Oh yeah, and the number of cool things that you can do. There's a crispy noodle dish that. I've always wondered, how do restaurants get those crispy noodle dishes crispy?
Yeah.
I tell you what, folks, this is how.
Now, you mentioned that the author of the book is a novelist, and so that makes it great stories being told within the context or the confines of the cookbook.
Yeah, I think it's fun to see people show their different personalities and also how they bind everything together. Like, it's a well-written cookbook.
It was named one of the best cookbooks of the year by Bon Appetit, the Boston Globe, Food and Wine, and it is Hot Sheet, sweet and savory sheet pan recipes for every day and celebrations, and is now out. Excellent. Anything else you'd like to share with us, either from the list or other things that we should know about happening at Rough Draft?
Well, one thing to shout out is that we do have a rather robust community slate of programming. We host a bunch of book clubs in the area. We try to have music at least once a week. We have a trivia night every other Thursday. It's so much fun to be a part of a community hub. I know you know that WAMC is a community hub in its own way.
Yeah.
It's really magical to be in a space that is not just a bookstore, but that turns people into bookstore goers, if that makes sense. There's an energy. I used to go to Rough Draft ever since I moved here, before I moved here. I have written stories at Rough Draft. I have friends who have completed their entire novels at Rough Draft. The number of dogs who come through make my day every single day.
Well, that's the best part, sure.
Yeah, it's a special place, and I really appreciate the fact that the owners and all of the staff are invested in making it a space for everyone, making it a space where you can come in and find a cool book, have a good cup of coffee, but also you can meet up with friends, that we are doing programming both at the store and out in the community that help bring books to the people. Lord knows we need it right now. Whether it's fiction to escape or nonfiction to learn about something, there's a good energy. I have hope. Joe, I dare say I have hope.
Well, we want to keep that alive in every individual we possibly can. Drew Broussard is the bookstore manager of Rough Draft Bar and Books, which is located in Kingston, New York. I love your hours, 8 in the morning until 8 in the evening. That's perfect. Yeah, 7 days a week. It's
seven
pretty
days
easy.
A week.
Those are good times for reading and whatever bar activities you are interested in. If you want to find out more information about any of the books that Drew just mentioned or any of the other cool things they have going on, including the reading series, which is on March 11th, You can just go to their website. It is roughdraftny.com, roughdraftny.com. Also, a reminder that all of our book lists are posted, even ones from a while ago, are posted online at wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Drew Broussard, great to see you again. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm and for the great work you're doing at Rough Draft, and I appreciate you sharing with us this morning. It's nice to have you on board.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having us, and thanks for all you do to help support readers in the world.
Well, thank you very much. Again, Drew Broussard is the bookstore manager at Rough Draft Bar and Books. They are in Kingston, New York. You can find out more information by going to their website, roughdraftny.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.